Namaste. And good day to you, whatever time of the day it is that you're participating. The asters are starting to bloom here for about a week now. I didn't take this picture. This is done with by someone else who had filters and all that kind of thing. But again, natural. Natural unfolding of things, natural state. It's always worthwhile to just be, right? Just be in a moment. It's always worthwhile. And I find myself in this interesting dualistic kind of two people in one body, two people in one mind. A quietude and hearing a mind that never stops. How about you? And so this morning, as I was up early meditating, I recalled when I was very young and just used to go out, get up, get away. I'm the eldest in my family. Just get away from all the sounds and noises and voices. Probably I wasn't even four. And just go out. Sit outside. And there were no concepts of meditation, of course. It was going to be easily a decade before I'd heard that word. And there was just the sky and one tree and sitting. And because we all were that age at one point, when, and most of us are of an age that we weren't given that many concepts early on, except dog and cat and lion's roar and stuff like that. We weren't given what 4-year-olds are given now. So it was an opportunity to have less in the mind, of course, and less concepts and frames of reference. And there was still a naturalness, an innocence in this mind, in one's mind. I found myself sitting this morning, early, 5 o'clock, just being with that memory and how full and stocked and colored and framed and referenced now my mind is. How about you? And I didn't wish for something else. Wasn't that? Wasn't, oh, why can't I still have that? It wasn't that. It was just being with the fact that what's in my mind now has been accumulated and aggregated and experienced and named and labeled and categorized and all of that. How about you? We smile, which is, of course, a reference and a name and a set of experiences. Always smile. We use it. Bring it forward. Like the asters that are blossoming, they bring forward their color and that almost iridescent yellow orange center. Amidst its amazing amount of petals. And it doesn't think about references like I just did, of colors and shapes and numbers. It just naturally unfolds. When an aster embraces drought, it embraces rain. It embraces its circumstances. Doesn't try to figure anything out. How amazing. But an aster doesn't own a car, and an aster doesn't have a mortgage or a rent to pay. So we just sit for a moment, for a few moments, and be like an aster, rooted wherever we are. Being in the embrace of this moment, this now. Whatever thoughts arise, they're like clouds Let them pass. Float through. We rooted right here, like the aster. Because a restless mind is unrooted, it's ungrounded. Be rooted right now, right here. In this now, and we let ourselves experience how scintillating a simple moment is. And that gentle background of joy, it's gentle. Almost wouldn't call it joy unless it pops forward like the Astros. And it might even feel like bliss, but it's gentle, undulating, in that scintillating sparkle that is also gentle. In this grounded, rooted now. In this mind, open to the now. And we breathe this gentleness with all beings, for all beings. We experience a certain freedom from within. And then it fades away. And our mind gets loud again. Another thought passing by. And then we deepen again, just naturally in the undulations of a sitting. And in that gentle and smooth scintillating clarity. It's completely free. Free of me, free of name, free of label, free of cloud. Then another one comes. Anticipate. You smile. You take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. They are this now, too. We are completely connected. Universal interbeing. I invite them into this gentleness. Invite and wish for them, all beings, as dualistic as that is, just wishing for others, wishing well, wishing the good, wishing well-being, wishing peace. Warm-heartedness, creativity and collaboration, conducive circumstances, may you be well. And so we breathe with awe and pause with gratitude for the very sources of this breath. And then pause with acknowledging that the air and the breath that we are breathing has been breathed by every being since the beginning of time. Realize that singularity is a mistake, a confusion. Our breath tells us that. And so we smile. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. Love you all. Create your day.